my job title or what I'm here as? Okay, I'm Becky and I'm here with Eastside Climate Action.
Can you tell me a little bit about Eastside Climate Action?
Basically, we're just a group of people who have got together inspired by the climate camp that happened last summer. People who are really concerned about climate change and feel that it's time to take action on it and make changes as quickly as we can.
So what are you here today for?
Today we're here to draw attention to the energy industry and the power stations, which here are using coal, which is one of the dirtiest fuels available to us. We're drawing attention to the fact that power stations and our whole energy industry is responsible for 30% of CO2 emissions in this country. Although the government's been talking about targets and trying to reduce CO2 emissions, it's actually at the highest level it has been for 10 years. And we have very, very little time to act on this. We've only got a few years.
What sort of results can you hope to achieve by having activists inside chaining themselves to power stations?
Well, with actions like this, it's about trying to disrupt the actual running of a power station like this. It's about drawing public attention to it and also drawing attention to it from the people who kind of take part in these industries. We all know what the effects of climate change will be. We all know that we're actually on track for a 3-degree rise in temperature if we continue the way we are, and that's going to lose half the Amazon rainforest, kill off loads of species, make lots of places unhabitable. We're going to create lots of refugees through it, and it's an endless catastrophe. We know about it. We know how serious it is, and we are the generation that has to act on it. If we don't, then it will be too late.
What are you aware of is happening inside now?
As far as I'm aware, people who are inside, they've been in there for about 3 hours. They locked onto equipment there, and I believe that now that some of them have been, the police have come.
If you don't say how long they've been as well, because it might be much later.
Sure.
So as far as you're concerned, what's happening inside at the moment?
At the moment, I believe that the protesters are in there who've been chained onto some of the equipment, that the police have come in and started to cut through some of those chains. So some of those protesters have been arrested.
We had an email over the weekend about Spring Into Action Day. There were many other areas in the East Midlands that suggested might be targets, the M1 widening scheme, East Frost Incinerator and East Midlands Airport. Have you any plans for any more disruption over the next couple of days? Today.
Yes. As far as I know, today is really sort of where the actions are happening. All of those things that were listed as targets are massive emitters of CO2. They're responsible for a lot of things that are going to contribute to climate change. They also, we should draw attention to them. I think there has been lots of things happening over the past year that have drawn attention to those, and there will be again in the future. That's all I know.
Representative from E.ON says that the power station has not been disrupted, it is fully operational, but then there are dangers to the people that are involved.
Well, obviously I'm not inside, so I don't know exactly what sort of disruption they have caused. I believe that they did cause a disruption to the running of the power station. They take a risk by doing that, but it's a non-violent protest. They are going in, they're doing civil disobedience. It's the long tradition of people doing that, to take action and to try and change things.
It's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky.
Still probably want you.